ever had. I followed my brown from the depot to the train. I followed my fat brown from the depot to the train. And the blues came down like during that shower rain. I drank so much whiskey, I staggered when I'm asleep. Drank so much whiskey, I staggered when I'm asleep. My brain's is dark and cloudy, my mind's gone to my feet. I got the blues so bad, I can feel them in the dark. I got the blues so bad, I can feel them in the dark. It went dark and dreary morning, baby, when you broke my heart. Oh, I'm playing Mr. McGill, this word, man. Just killing it. I got a fat brown in Atlanta, got one in Macon, too. Got a fat brown in Atlanta, I got one in Macon, too. I got one in Statesburg, give me the more dark night blue. Everything I told you, went and told you outside, ma'am. Everything I told you, mama, you went and told you outside, ma'am. But I'm gonna tell you something, your good man can't stand. Riding the BNP special, mama, and I'm leaving this town. Riding the BNP special, baby, and I'm leaving this town. Say you didn't want me, I'ma quit hanging around.
You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. I'm Patrick Ferris, and this is Dark Night Blues.
Now some people sing the blues just because they know the song. Now some people sing the blues just because they know the song. Now when you hear me singing, mama, you know I ain't gonna be here long. Still I wouldn't listen to my mama, either my dad or dad. Said I wouldn't listen to my mama, either my dad or old dad. As soon as I got ragged and hungry, they were the best friends I ever had. Said I'd rather see my coffin come rolling in my door. Said I'd rather see my coffin come rolling in my door. And hear my sweet woman say that she don't want me no more. Now I'm going out on Lake Michigan. I'm gonna kneel down and say my prayers. Well, I'm going out on Lake Michigan. I'm gonna kneel down and say my prayers. Take me, you gon' find me in this lake somewhere. Now I'm just setting your beefing to the good Lord way up above. Said I'm just setting your beefing to the the good Lord way up above. Said I done got lucky, found a little gal I really love. I pick it up down there.
Never let you tell it, woman. that well, you don't do nothing wrong. Now if I had my pistol, tell you what I would do. Well, now if I had my pistol, I would tell you what I would do. You know, I would kill you, woman. Well, and then my fools left you. Now you can shake my hand. I'm gonna have to let you go. Well, now shake my hand. I'm gonna have to let you go. I ain't gonna worry about you, woman. Well, well, I've got the girl next door.
We just heard Peanut the Kidnapper with Suicide Blues, recorded in 1937 in Birmingham, Alabama. James Sherrill's native state, that's his real name. Robert McCoy from the prolific McCoy family was playing piano on that track. Sam Collins, Devil in the Lion's Den, recorded in 1927. Salty Dog Sam, as he was called, was born in 1887 and raised in Macomb, Mississippi. He played for a brief while with Joe Holmes, or King Solomon Hill as we know him, and he was the first to record the traditional song A Midnight Special. He died in Chicago in 1949. Before Sam Collins, we heard Kokomo Arnold with Coffin Blues, recorded in 1936. I think Kokomo Arnold is one of the best writers of blues, just all around. He says, some people sing the blues just because they know the song. When you hear me singing Mama, you know I ain't gonna be here long. Before that was Blind Willie McTell's Dark Night Blues, and that's the name of the show tonight. I'm Patrick Ferris. The phone number here is 530-754-KDVS or 752-2777. It's the last show of the quarter tonight, so please go to kdvs.org come January and check out when the showtime's going to be for next quarter. It's now time for some cowboy songs, and I think I'll let Hank Williams himself introduce it on a radio show. This is from disc 5 of his complete 10-disc set. This is Happy Rovin' Cowboy by Hank Williams.
Your station is WTMR Ford Deposit, and each weekday at this time we bring you Hank Williams and the Drifting Cowboys. And now I'm going to turn the mic over to Hank. Take it away, Hank.
Well, thank you. We're mighty, mighty glad to be down here. And as soon as we get through this little sweet introduction here, we're going to take off a little number here with Pee-wee. And I just want to tell you folks, we just about to be down here. Now Pee-wee's going to take off on a little number called Marie.
Happy road, cowboy. Hey, of buffalo, roping longhorn cattle, getting deep down in the saddle. I am the best cowboy to ever cattle. Can I stumble? But one day I thought that I would settle down. I met two good-looking ladies. One said, "Don't you wanna be my baby?" I thought I would build me a cottage in the old hometown. House. She was sitting there alone. I am the Old Western cowboy, and I'm a real long way from home. When I leave my girl's house, she was rocking in a rocking chair. She said, "You will go in the house. Will you leave me a dime for beer?"
Yeah, hoo-ho.
Better come along and go. To meet your long range riding on the range of buffalo. By the hoof wheels are softly calling, every morning soft and low. Then the cowboy gets up in the morning,
hollering, yippee yippee ki-yi-yo. Yippee yippee ho, yippee yippee ki-yi-yo, ki-yi-yo. Yo-yo-yo, yo-yo-yo, yippee. Before I go away, oh, I am just a cowboy and dressed in mostly rags. But once I was a gay one and got on great big jags. I have a home in Dixie, a good one too, you know. But boys, I haven't seen it since long, long ago. Going home to Dixie, I'm going to see them all. I'm going to see my mother when the work's all done this fall. Oh, after the roundup's over and after the shipping's all done, I'm going home to Dixie before my money's all gone. My mother's heart is breaking. It's breaking for me, that's all. I'm going to see my mother when the work's rolled on this fall. Oh, that very night this cowboy went out to stand his guard. The winds were blowing fiercely, it was storming very hard. His dad all got scattered and running in wild. Tried his best to hear them while riding at full speed. Oh, riding in the darkness and now he needed shout. He tried his best to hear them by turning their heads about. His saddle horse did stumble and on to him did fall. Oh, he'll not see his mother when the work's all done this fall.
On night guard I'm a-riding around 1,000 bedded steers, and a night night my thoughts are sliding down the trail of distant years. Coyotes howling in the darkness chills my weary bones. Varmints prowl around the campfire makes the cowboy feel at home. Now the cold north wind is blowing, snow comes falling down. Wrapped in my saddle blanket, sleeping on the cold, cold ground. I used to ponder over my luck, I wondered why it never changed. I was happy and free around my mammy's knee, pulling on her apron strings. Sun comes shining, stealing through my kitchen door, just to see my dear old mammy cooking ham on that old kitchen stove, where the mockingbird sings you to sleep at night, the moonbeams playing through the trees. Some like to climb it out in New Mexico, but give me back my sunny Tennessee. Hello, dear. 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 Hello, dear.
Well, 30 days. the 30th day, and we say so, and we hope so. Give them their grog for the 30th day. Poor old man. Then up they lock to the main yard arm, and we say so, and we hope so. Then cut him adrift, it'll do no harm. Poor old man. Hey, poor old man.
That was Robin Holcomb with the song Dead Horse, recorded just this year off Hal Wilner's Sea Shanties compilation, The Rogues Gallery. Been trying to play one each week. I've almost kept up with them. I was trying to relate back to the cowboy songs we just heard. That was the Dzurek Sisters with Dude Cowboy. Before that, Roy Rogers, the Cowboy Night Herd song. Roy Rogers played with Rusty Gill, the lucky man who married Carolyn Dzurek of the Dzurek Sisters. And he was born Leonard Sly on November 5th, 1911, in Cincinnati, Ohio. He drove a gravel truck and worked as a fruit picker in California's Central Valley. And then he founded the Sons of the Pioneers, which was probably the greatest Western singing group of all time. And it was actually called the Pioneer Trio, but on the air, at one point a DJ mispronounced it and messed it up and called it Sons of the Pioneers, which stuck. So see what DJs are capable of. And Sly took the name Roy Rogers when he began his movie and television career, for which I suppose he's best known. Before that was Alton Ray with Dixie Cowboy, recorded in 1927. Leadbelly with When I Was a Cowboy, one of the several colossal performances, thanks to Leadbelly's fascination with cowboys. We also heard Patsy Montana with I Want to Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart from 1935. That was the first million-selling single by a female country singer. I think I've mentioned that before. She also played with on the same WS Barn Dance show as the Dzurek Sisters, probably with Roy Rogers as well. Very interesting group right there. And we began with a radio performance in actuality by Hank Williams called The Happy Rovin' Cowboy. This is Dark Knight Blues, the last show of the quarter. I'm Patrick Ferris. Phone number here is 530-754-KDVS, should you like to call the station. Been appreciating your calls so far. And I believe now it's time for our Hokum tune of the evening. And tonight it is Ivy Smith and Cow Cow Davenport, who rarely disappoint. It's the song Alabama Mistreated from 1930.
I just got here from down yonder in Alabama.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
I ain't been here but a day or so.
Just what I thought.
And I'd like you to know them, girl, the first time I ever saw you.
Honey, you're wasting time.
And I could learn to like some of y'all more and more.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, Davenport, don't come here with no job.
I ain't job.
Is your head all full of love?
Sober as a chicken.
Cause if you want to be a man of mine, you've got to bring it with you.
What?
Why, money or coal?
I know darn well, honey, you don't understand.
No?
No. You must don't know who I am.
And who is you?
Where am I? I'm that mistreating daddy. I own it Alabama. But I got everything a good man needs.
What did you got?
Child, I got cabbage in my hips. Ash potatoes sprouting in my side. Yeah. What about a 90-year guarantee?
You can have ice cream in your hip, the dasher in your side, but you'll buy a ticket for my train, Papa, just before you ride. I'm a Memphis mama, wasn't born in Alabama. I got everything a good woman needs and some more. Everything a good woman needs.
I do my love and tear up, it is too bad, Jim. But I do it by my Alabama roots.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I start to love it, some broad is bound to fall.
Oh, that's double.
I make them holler, low, low, low. Miss Hidden Daddy from Alabama got everything a good man needs. My mama, everything a good man needs.
Darling, my Daisy, she's knock-kneed, she's crazy, she's bandy-legged, pigeon-toed, she don't wear no underclothes. Some folks say her breath smells sweet, but I would rather to smell her feet. She's my darling, consumptive Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane. She's a puffin' and a blowin', Sarah Jane. She's a puffin' and a blowin' and a sweatin' and a goin'. She's my darling, consumptive Sarah Jane.
Take me back
Bunker Hill Blues, recorded in 1927 by Sidewheel Sally Duffy, which could be a pseudonym for the more popular May Glover, who we've heard on this show before. Sarah Jane, recorded in 1936 by Bill Gillum, who was playing harmonica on that track as well. Bill Gillum was born September 11th, 1904, in Indianola, Mississippi, and he moved to Chicago in 1923, began playing clubs with Big Bill Brunzi, and was drafted into the Army in 1942. Returned to record a few more sides for Bluebird Records and died of a gunshot to the head on March 29th, 1966. Our hokum tune of the evening was Ivy Smith with Cow Cow Davenport performing Alabama Mistreated in 1930. That was recorded in Richmond, Indiana. And Ivy, or Iva Smith, was introduced to her accompanist Cow Cow Davenport by the Alabama talent scout Harry Charles in 1927. The duo cut, 22 sides together from 1927 to 1930. So that was our brief but beautiful hokum segment on this last show. This is Dark Knight Blues. I'm Patrick Ferris. Phone number once more is 530-754-KDVS or 752-2777. And it's Christmas season, good a time as any for some spirituals, if you're into that sort of thing. This is the Bethel Quartet with On My Knees, recorded in 1928. We'll hear them right after these words.
I'm gonna run the chariot soon.
The Bay Area's Friends of Negro Spirituals Educational Organization. The growing movement to preserve and celebrate the African-American and American heritage of the Negro Spirituals. For further information, call area code 415-563-4316 or visit our website at www.dogonvillage.com/Negro, N-E-G-R-O, spirituals, S-P-I-R-I-T-U-A-L-S.
I'm gonna see my mother soon in the morning, see my father soon.
Every day, a hate crime occurs on a college campus. Every minute, a college student somewhere is exposed to bigotry. When hate strikes your campus, will you be ready? For the free booklet, 10 Ways to Fight Hate on Campus, visit tolerance.org. Remember, apathy is as dangerous as hate. A public service message from tolerance.org, a project of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
My dear mother, wish me to become a Cluniac brother. Alas, my love of drink and women prohibited me from such a calling. What else is there? Who will accept me as an apprentice?
Haven't ye heard of KDVS?
Nay.
KDVS is a free-form radio station that accepts all of God's children, some to become volunteers, maybe even DJs. It's a truly glorious vocation.
How?
Stop by one of the new volunteer meetings, January 9th or 10th, at 7 p.m. in Hunt 100 on the UC Davis campus.
Will I have to wear a hair shirt?
Nay.
Can I still?
That is where I come on, give me room. Her little boy's in a saw, no one a little more baby Jesus. One day as I'm walking along, little more baby Jesus. Her little boy's in a saw, no one, just a little more baby Jesus. Tell me what you reckon it said to me. In this world, you ought to need living in sin, on your way to hell. You ought to need a little more faith than Jesus. You weak need Christ. All I want, is all I want. Just a little more faith than Jesus. One day I'm in the valley to pray. A little more faith than Jesus. I met old Satan down on my way. Just a little more faith than Jesus. And what you reckon he on the background. You ought to get it right. You ought to get it right. Show up.
My mother, all the way from and my mother all the way. Let Jesus lead you, let Jesus lead you, let Jesus lead you all the way, all the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. All the way, all the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. He led my father. He led my father. He led my father all the way, all the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. All the way, all the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. He led my sister. He led my sister. He led my sister all the way, all the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader. He's a mighty good leader all the way, all the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you all the way.
We just heard Skip James, Jesus is a Mighty Good Leader, recorded in 1931. Before that was an unidentified vocal group from Emmons Baptist Church in Goochland, Virginia. The song was I'm Striving. That was recorded in 1936 by the Library of Congress. Harold Spivak, then head of the music division of the Library of Congress, called that Virginia expedition probably one of the most successful trips ever undertaken by the archive. We got lots of beautiful records, which have given many people much pleasure ever since. And that includes me, Harold. Reverend Gary Davis recorded Have More Faith in Jesus in 1935, and the Bethel Quartet with On My Knees from 1928. That was Robert Joseph singing bass. The quartet was from Mobile, Alabama, and the Victor label recorded the Bethel Quartet on a trip to Memphis, during which they also captured the sound of Cannon's Jug Stompers, Elder Richard Bryant, and Reverend E.S. Shy Moore, all of whom we've heard on this show, which is Dark Night Blues. I'm Patrick Ferris, and this is the very end of the show, very end of the quarter. If you'd like to call, be here for a few more minutes. The number is 530-754-KDVS. Appreciating your calls so far. I'll be back in January. Look for Dark Night Blues on KDVS.org for the showtime. Also, I should mention, I have that Christmas compilation I made, I think it was all last year. It must have been, wow, a Christmas compilation I made last year of Blues for Christmas. If you're interested in giving it a listen, just send me an email, and I'll make sure you get a copy just for the Christmas season. No charge to you. My email address is patrickferris@kdvs.org. So if you're interested, be sure to contact me. And let's see, if you want to stay tuned, Chicken Years is coming up, and no matter where you are, I hope you're having a merrier Christmas than Reverend Emmett Dickinson, whose next song, Christmas, What Does It Mean to You, was recorded in 1930. Thank you and good night, folks.
I'm speaking to you from this subject, Christmas. What does Christmas mean to you?
Yeah.
All over the land, women are cleaning house and decorating their windows, getting ready for a big Christmas. And your grave may be your Sandy Claus.
Yeah.
Children are writing letters to old Sandy, and parents are telling them Sandy is going to bring you this thing and the other thing. And your grave may be your Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Men are planning to buy a new suit, hat, or a car. And your grave may be your Christmas gift. Some women will spend all the money they have and go so far in debt until it takes them 6 months to get straight.
Yeah.
And yet your grave may be your Sandy Claus.
Yeah.
What does Christmas mean to you? Some take Christmas drinking and dancing and clowning around.
Yeah.
And others take it going to church for an outside joke.
Yeah.
But the grave may be your Christmas gift. Some of you women are hustling around on the street, are taking the money that the men have saved up for Christmas, and you have contracted the TB.
Yeah.
Now you are walking around just an old hug, just a shatter on the street, are planning for Christmas, and your grave may be your Santa Claus. Some of you men are stealing the money that your wives have laid aside, and you are dressing up these old hollies and putting them in shape for Christmas, and their graves may be their Santa Claus. Some of you are planning for a long drive on Christmas Day, and that old car may topple over, and your grave may be your Christmas gift. Some of you are planning for a big midnight dance. You are now laying aside your red horse and white lightning, getting ready for what you call a big Sunday.
Yeah.
But your grave may be your Christmas gift. Some take Christmas for a holiday. Christmas is a holy day. What does it mean to you? I'll...